Welcome to Orange Country. Shane, have you been having fun at BravoCon?
Yeah. So it's so weird when I have headphones on and you don't. But I really like to hear myself talk in the microphone.
You just like hearing yourself talk, period.
I think I do, which is weird because I always used to be so embarrassed of my voice, mostly because when I remember when I would tell you that I would go through a drive-through and they'd be like, please pull forward, ma'am. And then I would get up to the window and be like, hey.
You're going to make me laugh and then Olivia's going to make my face crazy.
My kids think that's so funny when the woman says, please pull forward, ma'am.
There's in no way like a femininity to your voice, though.
It's just high, I guess. I appreciate you saying that. I don't think it is, though. Now I'm aware of it. So like, you know, I'm pretty bro.
You're putting in the baritone.
I'm pretty bro. So,
all right, give me your highlights.
So highlights, of course, we went to the first, first of all, I came over to the Four Seasons to meet Gina. She was getting ready for day one and I got on the elevator and came up to the floor that we're on, which I'm not even sure what it is. And the elevator door opened and there were the Gorgas and Sutton and audibly, this
that's
is the
heavy
truth.
Hitting team.
Well, I mean, Melissa and Joe Gorga right there in my face, and it came out of me. I went, whoa. And they started laughing because, you know, everybody's here for this. So they know that my reaction is about them.
Yeah.
And then all I could say was, I just love y'all so much.
Oh my God, I know. And they're the best.
They are so cute.
Honestly, Melissa and Joe, I met Melissa. So I know I met Melissa's cousin Tara last year, and she's the sweetest girl. She just opened up a dry bar in Jersey. I hope everybody's going to it.
Boy, that would be something to invest in Jersey.
Oh my God, 100%. I'm sure she's crushing it, yes. And then last night, I met Tara's brother at the after party last night, and he's just as sweet as all of them. They're such a nice family. Oh. Melissa and her whole family are just, they're lovely.
Yes, that side of the family is very nice.
Yes.
So what else? God, the highlights are... you're killing it on the style game. I think everybody knows it.
Fun.
I thought Emily was incredibly brave to wear white yesterday with all the self tanner in that room.
It was funny because we were laughing about that last night. It definitely was not white by the end.
No.
Of this
I mean, after I hugged her, it looked like somebody had farted on her side.
Oh my God, the poor girl. But it was
I had to hug her like a robot. Hello, Emily.
I know, because it's so scary. We're all doing this like air kiss thing where we're like, oh, we get so excited to see each other, but then we can't touch each other because we're all shellacked and spray tanned and hairsprayed. And it's a lot. But so she looks stunning. Two days in a row. Last night, too, you died.
I have to say, I saw the pics from last night.
Beautiful.
And you both just, I mean, she looked amazing.
I'm very, very happy. I have to say, for my bestie, it's a big deal. Obviously, everybody knows Emily is my closest person in all of Bravo, you know, and I love her dearly. And I'm very happy for her that I feel like this is the first thing that we've attended where she feels like she should have felt the whole time, you know, but she feels
she's
so
really stepping
good.
Into her own.
Yeah.
You can feel
and
it.
She looks awesome.
I think y'all both are in your own way. I mean, not that you ever.
Yeah, but I feel like even when I was at my worst, I feel like I would go out and I still thought I looked good. And then maybe after I was like, oh, you know, or like, it wasn't on my radar. It wasn't a priority at the time, but like I've been back up for a minute now where like Emily never went through personal stuff so badly where she could justify why she wasn't feeling good about the way she looked, you know? And so now she's really found a way to like pull it together and like feel the best version of herself she can, you know? And like, I'm happy that she has that because it's hard when you don't.
Well, she looks incredible. How expensive is it for you with all these look? I mean, every few hours you're in a whole new look.
I'll be honest. I'm probably net negative for BravoCon.
Oh, do y'all get paid to do this?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people ask me that.
Yeah. It's not insane.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the particular number because I don't feel like
it's the right to do. You can at least like acknowledge that that's how you're able to even pull all this off?
Right. Basically, I feel like that is, this is for the fans. This isn't for us to make money, you know? So, but also like, obviously we, you know, our employers and our network recognize that like, it costs us a lot of money to be able to come in and participate in this. And I feel like that's basically the trade out, you know, is like, this is a fan moment. Everybody wants us to be, you know, at top of our game for this and has that expectation, and we're going to show up and show out. And they basically like supplement that, you know?
So since I'm the one here who's sort of the voice of the people that want to be able to come to BravoCon, want to know about it, I just want to give you the rundown and tell you it's nuts. These people are, if possible, even more fanatic than me. yesterday there was a moment where, so they always tell Gina, you know, don't step out of this area without security. And I, of course, busted out laughing and I was like, what are soccer moms and a bunch of gays going to do? But what I found was, they're insane in the best way. And Gina wants to meet everybody and take, I mean,
I love them.
Being next to you though, there was a moment where it became like, circular, like these people were around you and they're a little tipsy. And they feel a little, I'm going to be honest with you, entitled to you. Like they're all like, I made the trip here. I bought the tickets and by God, I'm getting a picture and a moment with you.
But you know what? In a way they are. This is their moment. Like you're going to have a moment. And that's what the deal is, right? That's why I say, I get disappointed if I hear in my other, you know, and I don't hear it a lot. Like, I think the majority of everybody understands that this is what we're here to do.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I truly feel. For 3 days, I am yours, you know, and I did. And if I'm out and you want a picture, you're going to get that picture, you know, and because what is it? 3 days of our life for all these people that are the reason that we have the opportunity, the platform and the job that we have.
And that's so nice that you look at it that way. Hey, I have a question because this is so good that you're doing this. Is there any chance we could get a little from this angle? Because I actually think because we won't have any.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna be backlit.
Like we won't have any. Well, no, I mean honestly, like no, more than anything, it'd be thank you for doing this, Sarah. Just because I know it actually is. I think if I was listening,
you want to see
it would be very cool to be seeing what we're doing. So anybody who's listening to Orange Country right now, we jumped right into BravoCon 2023 and Gina's getting her makeup done. That's why she sounds so far from the microphone.
Yeah, because I am.
Oh my God, y'all.
What is that? There's a cricket in here.
It's inside the headphones.
Stop it. Oh my God.
No, it's not a cricket.
It's a cricket.
There's not a cricket in there. That's coming from...
Oh.
Go back over there for a minute. Is it her phone?
Oh, I thought there was a bug inside the headphones. A cricket. I thought there was a bug inside the headphones.
No, it's weird that
Wait,
it's your phone.
Wait, didn't you think that? I thought there it's was a phone. Bug in that.
Isn't that weird? Well, it just must be somehow.
It's the government. It's the government.
Okay, so she'll have to do it from that side because that was hilarious. If a cricket had crawled out,
would
of
you
this,
have died? You would be one of those people that are.
I would be so happy.
That would be
though.
The next headline episode. Oh, cricket makes like
burrow. You know what I've told
ear.
You before. I mean, when things like that happen, I wanted that ceiling to fall on your head. I want a cricket
Great.
To crawl out of
well,
my
guess
ear.
What?
We want
now
people
you got
to
a cricket
listen.
In your ear, making a nest.
So okay, I'm gonna name some more people, and I'm gonna give my opinion of them. Okay, so we went into the green room after. After I was blown away by the Gorgas,
yes,
we
just
came back
looking
to your
at
room.
Melissa too no, is like a delight because she looks like
she's appealing.
She's fun to look at.
She's so fun to look. So is he.
He is too, but she's
he looks
like
a little meatball, like a super cute.
He
like,
is.
Yeah,
he's an adorable.
He's also ageless.
He is.
Like
you're
he could
right.
be 25 or he could be. I'm sure he's in his 40s, but yeah. Anyway, okay.
He's
so,
like an Orange County woman. You don't really know.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about when Kyle Richards walked into the room.
And you almost died. You almost passed. I was like, what is going on?
Gina
like,
really did say, you're being a little weird. Afterwards, she goes, that was a little much for you.
Weird. Because it's so weird for me to watch you. Like, you're around, like, really famous people all the freaking time. All the time.
You know, I've been thinking about why this works me up so much. And it's interesting because I have worked with the most famous people in music But like, for some reason, these housewives, they get I don't know. It's because I've been watching them so long. I've watched their kids grow up. I've watched them in and out of marriages. Kyle is going through, you know, a huge change that I never could have imagined. And, also, you feel like you know them. And she walked in. I was actually on the phone and with Robert Carlton. And I was just sitting on the couch. Nobody was in there but us, you and me and Marissa. Kyle Richards walks in the door. Robert is mid-sentence on the phone, just talking away. I just said, I got to go click. Turned off the phone, middle of his sentence. Did not explain why. And I was just like, I don't know. That was my first reaction. I can't be on the phone.
Yeah.
So I got to talk to Kyle and of course take some pictures. Yeah. She looked incredible.
She does look incredible.
Really incredible. I mean, that's the one thing I got to say. I don't know.
Revenge body.
I don't know. Right? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about everybody's bodies.
Let's talk about, or the lack of body.
Right.
Where is everybody going?
Oh, is it so big?
It's like, yeah.
Look, I'm not saying any specific person because I know a lot of people are up in arms about saying they're on Ozempic, but it's a housewife-wide phenomenon.
I'll be honest, I am the thickest girl in most of the rooms I walk into.
And you're so thin, but these women have just disappeared.
Gone.
Yeah.
Bones.
And I don't know what they all look like before, but you know, people say cameras add 10 pounds, but I'm like, how many cameras were actually on these women?
They're all on me now, I guess, because I look like I'm three times everybody's size. I felt good about myself before I came here.
You look amazing.
Yeah, but like if there was like polls
and you're a great role model for
you
you're a great role model for bigger girls.
Oh yeah, I'm like the plus size model. I'm the plus size housewife. How crazy is that,
Gina? Please,
I am.
Up. But with that said, the women have all. I just think when people try to go, oh, it's portion control and Pilates.
Portion control.
It just didn't happen all at the same time for every single one of you.
What a coincidence. They've all figured it out.
But God, they all look good.
And I don't even care. I'm not against it.
Why would we?
Do what you do. They all look great.
What is that?
Oh, it's just some people.
Oh my God, it might be Erica Jane. Go out into the
probably
hall.
Probably is. Oh, you know what? Erica's been so nice.
Really? I haven't seen
She's
her.
She's super friendly to me. Actually is. Honestly, I haven't had one bad interaction last night. I'm pretty sure that Kate Chastain was talking crap about me.
I don't know who that is.
She's from Below Deck. And I'm pretty sure, it was like an awkward encounter because like I turned around to say hello to her, actually say hi at the after party. And she was like sitting with this other woman from the New York Reboot cast. And
who I love.
Kristen.
Oh.
Who's beautiful, stunning model.
Wait, Kristen.
She was on New York.
Oh, and now back
she's
in the
on
day.
Part of she's stunning. Yeah, still. She looks like the day that she got on the show, she still looks exactly the same.
But she's
stunning.
Wait, Kristen. Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. I love that girl.
Yeah, me too. She seems very sweet. Well, yeah, except that then it was an unfortunate because then she was sitting with Kate and then I turned around to say hello. And next thing you know, she's like, oh, I was just commenting. I was just talking about your outfit. And I was like, oh, like, you know, about for her to give me a compliment. Right. And then she's like, yeah, it's just like so on. It's like a theme. And I was like, what do you mean?
What's
a
the theme?
Like, I don't get it. And she's like, yeah, like, she's like, it just looks like you should have like a feather on your head or something like a head. And I was like, oh, I was like, well, it is very like Vegas inspired, you know? And I was like, you know, when you lean into a look, you lean in hard. Yeah. And then but then it was just like super awkward and like lingered. And then I like just walked away and I was like, huh. It was almost like she was saying a snarky remark and then she thought that I caught her saying it, but I really didn't. So I wish she just like didn't even, like if you're gonna talk shit about me, just like let it be behind my back. Like don't let it get awkward, you know? So that was a little
weird. Well, I'm glad that's the only
thing. But
then
I'm like, maybe it was that she was she has like a very dry sense of humor too. So I'm like, maybe it was just a comment, you know, whatever in time, but it was very awkward. So I'm like, I'm not sure what that actually was, but.
Well, I am.
That was the only weird thing that happened to me, I think. Wait, I have the most phenomenal thing ever in the world that happened to me. I could die. You could terramation me tomorrow, I swear, all right? I could die a happy woman tomorrow. Because literally, okay, I don't even know if I told you this at all. I'm so excited for me. Okay, so do you know how on 2 years ago on the reunion, Andy went around and for whatever reason, he ended up asking us who our celebrity crushes were? Mine, Jimmy Fallon, right?
I remember.
Okay, so during the break for the reunion, Andy Cohen calls Jimmy Fallon's wife, who is a very successful producer, yeah. And you know, she's awesome.
Nancy.
Yeah. Yes. Wow, you are good.
I know these people.
Wow. Okay. Oh my God, this is so much more exciting to tell.
I mean,
now.
I don't know them,
right?
Personally.
But you know the players involved. But that's really yeah. So she's like, you know, like in her own right,
yeah.
A badass, yeah. Right? So he calls her during the commercial or break at the reunion. And tells her that Jimmy Fallon is my celebrity crush. I was so embarrassed, but he said, when we came back, he goes, Gina, I told Nancy that. And her reaction was, I knew I loved her, but now I love her even more. And I died. I was like, I love her. Like, that is like the kindest, sweetest reaction. Like, this is incredible. And all during COVID, like, I follow Jimmy Fallon. She's not on social media. But I follow him and I would see he would post like their walks and talks and they would talk about like how they met and post stuff with their kids. And like, I honestly just like fell in love with their whole family. And I would follow their story, you know, because it was really cool to get a peek inside that life too, because he was doing the Tonight Show stuff from home.
Yeah.
Super interesting, right?
Right.
Flash forward to three nights ago, okay? Or 3 days ago. I'm at home. I open up my Cameo app. I had like 5 cameos. I was like, okay, I got to get these cameos done before I go to BravoCon because otherwise, you know, they could expire and I can't let them expire. I'm so embarrassed, but also so excited. I get one that's a request for her friend Lana with a video.
From Nancy?
From Nancy Fallon, who bought a cameo from me and then for Lana because they're coming to BravoCon.
What?
And I was like, this is, I was beat red. I looked homeless. I was like, okay, but I'm like, I have to do this right now while I'm so excited. So I just put the camera up and I did the cameo and I was like beat red, so embarrassed and like just so, I don't even know what I said honestly on the cameo because I was like losing my mind, you know? And then I gave her my phone number because I was like, you know, when you're there, da 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 da. So first of all, Marissa then, because she looks at my cameo too to remind me to make sure I don't miss any. She goes, the next day, she goes, oh my God, Nancy Fallon tipped you $100. I was like, first of all, I'm dying now because I'm like, I don't even want to take Nancy Fallon's money at all for this cameo, let alone I'm like getting even more like, oh my God. And then Marissa's like, did she text you? And I was like, no, but like the cameo app is weird. So maybe she didn't see it, da da da. The next day, the day before or the day that I'm leaving, the day before I'm leaving, she text messaged me. Honestly, Shane, it made me cry. Like it was the most sweetest. I'm like, I'm having an outer body experience right now that Jimmy Fallon's wife is texting me the most kindest, genuine, authentic, awesome, amazing. And she made me laugh text message I've ever received. I was like, this is blowing my mind. And what
That's
world
so
do
nice.
I live in, right? And so then last night, she was at the Bravos.
She
I'm
was.
I'm gonna cry right now because I'm like, this was
Don't
such
cry.
A
you
huge
just
moment.
Got
for
those
me,
eyelashes
right?
on.
I know. Olivia's gonna
Olivia's
kill me.
Olivia's like, no, ma'am.
Gonna kill me. But because she's, you know, I honestly wasn't expecting any of this to come out of that day, you know, 2 years ago or whatever with Andy. And like to come full circle here and to meet this person who is. She just like I understand why Jimmy married her. She exudes.
So where did you see her?
At the Bravos. She was at the Bravos, gave me the most hugest hug. Like, you know, you can feel it when you
yes.
feel people's energy.
Yep.
I could feel her energy, just like this kindness, like flinging out of her body at me. And then met Lana and they're just having so much fun. So we're sitting like right behind us at the Bravos and then the after party, because obviously, you know, there was NBC execs and stuff there. She was there too. And they were just, then we really got to like hang, but I was so tired that I was like, she was like, you got to go. You got to get off your feet. Da, 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 da. And she was just so kind to me and special to me. Kept hugging me. And I'm like, I can't even believe this is happening.
That is such a cool
it is
story.
Beyond the highlight of
oh,
the like
God.
One of those, I don't know what it is. It's just one of those moments out of 6 years of everything happening in this industry that is a standout moment to me.
That is, and those are the kind of things that if you don't lose sight of that and the fun of that, and if you can just keep on doing it the way you do, where you recognize how cool that is.
It's so cool.
And speaking of, when you said the thing about, you know, how you can just feel someone's energy and she hugged you, I have to give you a big compliment at how many times yesterday in my meeting, housewives, and saying I was associated with you. That's a common comment, which is, that's almost word for word what Danielle from New Jersey said about you. She goes, you know how you just meet someone and you just know? She said, that's how I felt about Gina.
Really?
The energy just comes off of her. Garcelle said that, who, by the way, side note, Garcelle.
I love her so much.
Absolutely. The coolest, easiest, most down to earth. I just felt instantly. She was just herself.
She's just herself, and herself is great.
Right.
Yes. I loved her so much.
She really.
There is like a more than a handful group of people of these coworkers, Bravo celebrities that like I feel privileged that I get to associate myself with and work with, for sure. And for sure, Garcelle is one of them.
Yeah.
She's just that. She's just that chick, man.
She is. She's very confident without being arrogant. I just really liked her. And
that's what it is, confidence without arrogance.
Yeah.
She knows her worth.
Yeah, you would never push her around, but you're not afraid that she's going to, you know, backstab you. She's going to say everything to your face.
Right, and it's not because she has money or because she's had a successful career. It's because as a woman, who has lived a life as a mom, she knows who she is, she knows her worth, she knows her value, and she has no problem communicating that to other people in a strong but respectful way.
It's true.
Love her.
Had a ball with Uba yesterday.
Uba's so great.
She is just
light. She really is.
Honestly.
And I met Bryn very briefly.
Oh, I didn't see Bryn.
Very briefly. She was
I'm such a fan
sweet.
Of that cast.
Me too. I told her, I was like, I'm a fan of yours. You're so sweet. Oh, she was so cute. She's so tiny.
Is she?
Tiny.
But like,
tall.
I thought she was tall, right?
She's tall, but very tiny. Yes.
It's funny.
Beautiful.
It's funny because I forget where I know I figured it out when I saw their cast together on the reunion because I thought Bryn is she's deceivingly tall because Uba, of course, is, Uba's well over 6 foot. I mean, she's so tall.
I got to model walk with her yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
It's so fun.
And Bryn actually is not. She actually. Wait, you
I
look
see
like
a chunker clonker next to her. I was like, why am I next to Uba in every fucking picture? Like the only one. She's not clearly not on Ozempic. She just was born a super fucking model.
Yeah, she's
right.
She is. For anybody listening and wondering, she has a magic face.
Mm-hmm.
It's
stunning.
She was given something.
Magic.
Yeah, her face is stunning.
Her personality to match.
Yeah, she just bounced in.
Some of the stuff she is saying, honestly, because she was sitting next to me on the panel and she's very talkative, very chatty.
Yeah.
And I don't even know half the stuff she's even saying. And I still loved everything she was saying. You know what I mean?
Know,
like
I know.
One of those people, like she's just like saying this or that or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for all of it. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I love you. Like,
I'm trying to think of who else blew my mind. I saw Ken Vanderpump multiple times holding a dog that can't be Jiggy, but must be Jiggy 2 or 3.
I love Danielle though. I love
her.
That was very, she's one of the people I wanted to meet. So that was cool for me.
I loved her.
Yeah.
She was just
she is herself.
Yes,
I like that
totally.
Too. She doesn't care.
No.
You know what I mean? And she's just so like, she reminds me of like girlfriends from home.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me. It's comfortable.
Cast, that Jersey cast has that. And they also like their significant others, like, her husband,
so sweet.
I didn't speak to him, but he's hot and he just had a cool vibe.
Oh, really? I didn't meet him. Yeah. Right.
And then you've got Dolores is amazing. And Dolores is Polly, you know, around and very cool. I felt like, I mean, I have my opinions about Teresa and Louis, but as far overall that cast, I feel like they're very cool. And you actually sort of, I don't know if it's the Long Island in you or what, but
I'm a Jersey vibe.
You are. You would go with that.
I would
cast.
Go with them. Yeah. Yeah. Except I'm scared of them. But yeah. I would fit in there.
Did you see? You don't watch all the franchises, but it was funny because you were talking about Brynn, and she said to Uba on the reunion last week, they were fighting, and she goes, "You put people in the hospital, I put people in the funeral home," and she was not kidding. Brynn was like,
"Brynn said that to Uba."
Yeah.
But I don't understand what that means.
Like, she was saying, "You hurt people, I kill people."
And they were saying this in like an actual meaning an actual physical. Oh, they don't like, so they don't.
No. They made up.
Oh,
that was the most volatile up and down roller coaster of a reunion. And I have to say, they have a very spiritual vibe about them. That crew is very much about the coming around to it. Healing it, sort of like what you were talking about on the panel yesterday.
Yeah.
That New York cast really lives by that because they did go in hard, but they came out. They all said their piece. They all apologized. They felt like the most settled at the end of a reunion I've ever seen.
That's great. You know what's interesting to me, and I'll be honest, I did not feel settled in any way, really, at the end of my reunion, but I feel more settled with Shannon now. After that panel and this weekend, which I was very nervous about the whole weekend and her in general, because I feel that she's dealing with whatever she's dealing with, but I have been now, I'm put in a position where people expect me to speak on it and I don't want to put, you know, people ask questions. I don't want to get involved, but I am involved, you know, in a certain way. So it was making me nervous. I feel more settled now after this weekend than I have with Shannon in 6 years.
Let me just say, after seeing the two of you interact behind the scenes yesterday, I have a question. Is it maybe that you two just aren't a fit? Like, you were friends, but were you really good friends? There's some people
though.
Like, I see you guys, like when you even grabbed her and said, "Listen, I want to go into this with a positive outcome. I'm not going in negative." It was wonderful what you said. She received it. Mm-hmm. But it just feels almost like the both of you are like, I don't really want to do this. That's definitely the vibe I get from her.
I think so. But I think also, like, the thing is that I understand, and I think everybody has to understand, there's also like a very big, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, it's just reality. There's a large age gap between Shannon and I.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest. And right now, I believe she's the oldest on the cast, right? And that is a difference. We are different.
That actually makes a lot of sense because she's probably got some insecurity about that.
Insecurity,
and you're the youngest,
right? Or it's maybe it doesn't even have to necessarily be an insecurity. It could even be like,
we're just different.
Why am I wanting to hang out with somebody 20 years younger than me?
Yeah.
Honestly, if they put someone, how old am I? 39. If they put a 19-year-old on the cast right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is this girl?
Yeah.
I have nothing in common with this girl. She's so young. She's got so much life to, and you know, and whether she's right or not about that, you know, but I understand that. That makes sense. You know, we're just so, we're poles. We're different. We're different phases of life.
Yesterday on the panel with y'all's two couches, it definitely felt like, I don't know. I don't like to have ageism, but one couch felt a little old. And even though age is, in reality, y'all's couch some of those people are not super young, but it just felt newer.
This is the thing. I don't think it's about, I understand what you're saying, right? And the bottom line is, I don't think it's about whether that side or this side is good or bad or right or wrong. It just is, we have to acknowledge that it's perhaps two different shows.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
Yeah.
And also watching people, what's interesting is
The Bachelorette. They just came out with the Golden
Bachelor.
Right? Which is, these people are stunning and they're great and they're amazing, right? But would you put those people with the regular, current Bachelor people?
That would be odd.
Because does that make sense?
No.
Do you expect the person
that they're going to have the same?
That they were going to be like, oh, okay. No, because there's just natural differences, you know? I'll be honest, like 20 years from now, I don't wouldn't want to be on a cast with somebody 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I don't think I would, you know? So I get it, but but it makes it hard for both of us.
Yeah.
It makes it hard for both of us.
I'm gonna run down real quick because we probably need to wrap this up because you've got a day to do, but I just want to say from my personal opinion, some of the big highs was seeing people in person and going, wow, they've really pulled it together. I got to tell you who blew my mind how she looked was Vicky.
Oh, Vicky always looks great.
She looked incredible.
See, to me, Vicky has never not looked great. I've always considered her a woman that presents very well. She always has a certain, it's so funny to me because her personality is so funny and quirky and crazy, but she's always been very classy to me.
Yeah.
From the day one, I remember like a lunch, she came over to my house. This is my first year on the show. And you know, she came up, she always looks, she's in like a nice fitted dress with her pearls. Like to me, Vicky has always presented very classy.
She looked great.
Chic. She dresses appropriate for her age, but she doesn't dress dated.
That was a good way to say it. She was dressed appropriate for her age yesterday.
But still,
what's that?
Beautiful.
The food? I'm trying to think. I really just don't have anything negative to say, except my mind was blown 1,000 times. Marissa was laughing so hard at me because every time we'd turn a corner, I would just be like, oh my God.
It's
They're
cool.
just all right there. I feel like I stepped into the television or a fun house.
Yeah.
And thank you for bringing me along for the ride.
Oh my God,
because
I'm so
it's
glad
so
you're here.
Fun. And watching you shine and watching people just continue to fall in love with you. And you also live up to and surpass expectations
Aww.
Every single time. So I'm just
really
so
love,
proud
I love
to
this.
Be associated
I love
with
it.
You.
It fuels me up, you know.
I can tell.
This
you,
is the good stuff.
And you
stuff.
Do that, and you do that in return.
Yeah.
So get out there and do it again, baby.
And we got two more days of it.
I know.
All right, we're going to do it again.
All right.
Let's talk again at the end of maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. That's Orange Country.
Orange Country.
Signing out. Bye. We'll